Welcome to Recipe Challenge. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Katie.
And we are here today with our final episode of the year.
Yes.
Today's topic is food gifts.
Food gifts.
Food gifts. Gifts you will make and present with your loved ones or maybe people you don't love at all.
No nuts allowed.
No. That was
one of the rules.
We are not doing mixed nuts baked with anything on them. Although I want to say I love nuts like that. I do. I just think a little overdone.
Yeah, we just want to do something a little bit different.
We're branching out. So before we get into that, you have a topic that you wanted to talk about?
I was talking to a coworker, Jen. Shout out to Jen. Not our friend of the pod, Jen.
Okay.
A different Jen.
Who I call Honey Jen.
Honey Jen.
Hi, Honey Jen. She doesn't know that, but she will now.
She knows now. This is Jen with two N's, my coworker. And we were chatting before Thanksgiving break, and she told me about this easy app.
Okay.
It's so easy. And she said, it's so easy. So delicious. People will like devour it.
Okay.
Get ready. It's just.
Get ready.
No measurements.
I already like it.
Get a platter. Yes. A plate. Goat cheese. Spread some goat cheese. Then spread some fig jam.
Okay.
Then chopped up, pistachios, chop them up or not. Just throw them on there.
Throw them on there?
Then some hot honey. Boom.
And what do you eat it with? Like just crackers?
Crackers.
Bread?
Bread.
Crackers?
A spoon.
Hot honey.
Hot honey on top.
Okay, this sounds great.
I appreciate that it's just four ingredients.
Yeah, and no...
No measuring. Yeah. You just kind of spread it on there.
No mess with measuring cups or bowls.
No, none of that. No heat element.
Yeah.
So give it a try.
All right.
I will try. I will try it holiday season.
Do you have an occasion? And I'm gonna or family gathering?
Probably just, family gathering.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm writing, will try. Will make.
Will you?
Will make.
Okay, well, we'll have to report back on that in January.
Yes.
Okay, so before we roll into food gifts, since this is our last episode of the year, I thought we would do a little retro on the year. And I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite recipe of everything that we cooked this year?
My favorite is the tomato bisque that you made. The creamy tomato bisque.
What? Is that an Ina Garten?
Delicious.
Was that
maybe
an Ina
Garten? I think so.
That was Soups On.
So.
January.
Way back.
January 2025.
It's delicious.
Almost a whole year ago. Okay. Have you made it?
No.
No.
But I was going.
But
I
will
was
you
like,
make it?
I would make it.
Yeah. Was it? Wait. I made it.
You made it. Yeah.
I don't remember it being particularly labor intensive.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to make it again over holiday break.
Nice.
My favorite.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
I don't know if it was a particular recipe. There's so many variations on it. But the episode I think I enjoyed the most was Better Than Sex Cake.
Yeah.
And those cakes are delicious.
That was a close second for me was that the peanut butter one that you made.
Okay. I think I kind of like the original that you.
It was like the coconutty, pineapple vanilla
yellow
pudding.
Cake.
Yellow cake.
Vanilla pudding. And then I went off and made like my crazy Watergate cake variation of Better Than Sex with Nixon cake. I just thought it was really fun. And also Better Than Sex cakes are so easy to make.
Yeah.
It's not like a huge time investment they're just fun and you can keep innovating. You can keep like changing out
Absolutely.
The cake, change out your pudding, change out your topping. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
Also known as next best thing to Robert Redford cake. Stars We Lost 2025. Robert Redford.
RIP Robert Redford. My second favorite, I think it might have been the maple walnut no churn ice cream. Mm-hmm. It kind of sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was delicious.
That was, you made that, right? Or did I
make it? I made it, but it was your recipe.
Okay,
you
but you're
brought
the
recipe,
okay.
But I made it.
Yeah.
I kind of don't remember what mine was. The maple just has like overtaken my mind.
It was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
It was really good. So
good,
check out those episodes. Soups On, Better Than Sex Cake, And the no-turn ice cream from July. That was July. So that, yeah. So it's been a good year of cooking.
Yeah.
It has.
We'll see what's to be in 2026.
What's to be. What's to come. Okay, so today is food gifts. And, you know, wanted to do something other than holiday cookie exchange. I have cookie fatigue. But I always think, I never actually do this, but I always think, like, wouldn't it be nice to make a food gift and present it to everyone? And I have a wonderful book.
Is this where it came from?
This is where your recipe came from.
Oh, it's America's Test Kitchen.
America's Test Kitchen food gifts.
I didn't even know that existed.
I know.
I'm making a note.
All of the recipes are from food stylist and best-selling author of boards.
I think boards.
It's food boards, cheese boards.
Yeah.
Her name is Simone Scott. Okay, this book is so fun.
Yeah.
And it gives you, like,
that cover's so colorful.
Tons of packaging ideas.
That's so nice, too. You can, like, some ideas for packaging. That was helpful when I was putting mine together.
Yes. I mean, so many things that you can do. So
you own this book?
I own it.
Wow.
Okay, let me
tell you. Where'd you get it? When'd you get it?
This is what I do. This is what I do, everyone. I get the book from the library.
She looks around at our audience.
Yeah. Hey everyone. Thank you all for coming. I get a book from the library if I'm interested in it, and I preview it. And I'm like, "Do I want to own this book?" I do this with cookbooks and art books. Smart. And then I think, like, okay, and then I go on eBay and I'll find a book that's, like, categorized as like new. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'll get it for cheaper. And that's where I got this. I got this off of eBay.
Love it. It looks new.
Yeah, it does.
Good shape, like new.
You can still get great deals on. You can still get great deals on eBay. Consider eBay for all your holiday gifts. Brought to you by eBay. So we'll start with the one that I gave you.
Yes, I appreciate the printouts.
What is your recipe? What was your recipe?
It is, well, there were some variations, but I went with the classic. I went with the original. It was a blue cheese log with pistachio duca. Is it duca?
I think so. It's duca.
A spice mix and honey. Are some variations that we can talk about. But this one includes a mix of blue cheese and cream cheese. Mix it up with one garlic clove and some pepper. And I used my food processor. I can't even say it because I'm so excited to talk about it. I got to use my food processor for the first time, and it was pretty amazing. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything you don't know, but you are not going to get that result in a blender because the bottom is too narrow.
True.
You need that big blade.
You need that wide blade.
But the way it, like, whipped it up. I did make sure the cheese was, like, not fresh out of the fridge, like a little softer.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what's in it? It's besides the cheese, it's just garlic?
Just a garlic clove and some pepper.
Okay.
Black pepper.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then the spice mix includes coriander seeds, cumin seeds, fennel seeds, sesame seeds, pistachios.
Oh, it's kind of a lot.
Flaky sea salt and pepper.
Okay.
So I did have to go to Penzies. Shout out to Penzies. Coriander seeds because I could not find them. I went to a couple different grocery stores. So
yeah.
I had to go right to Penzies for the seeds. You can buy ground coriander
anywhere but, right?
Yep.
Wait, is coriander, that's not the one that's also cumin?
No.
Okay, it's separate. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
There's a spice. Cumin has, like, two names, doesn't it?
Maybe.
Like, yeah.
Isn't one of those oregano? Like, isn't...
No.
Or maybe not.
Oregano is different.
Okay. So you toast all of those seeds up.
All of the seeds.
Yep. And then you grind them, which I did in a coffee grinder. It's just four... Just...
Oh.
Actually... Okay.
Wait,
so I made the mistake.
How did you get it? You put the spice in the coffee grinder?
Yes. So I was, what I was supposed to do was only process the coriander seeds, cumin seeds, and fennel seeds until finely ground. Damn. And then add the sesame seeds until coarsely ground. But I just toasted all of the seeds together in a pan.
And then just you ground them all.
And it was fine. I just did four
little pulses.
Okay. With the coffee grinder, which worked great. Oh. It worked great. Yeah. I don't have like a mortar and pestle or anything like that. So it worked out.
You don't have a mortar and pestle and you call yourself
I do not.
A cook?
But smelled so good, like toasting up these spices. And I believe that Duca is an Egyptian spice blend.
You know what? I feel bad that I don't know. It's become really popular lately.
Yeah.
I've seen it tons of places.
Good. So yeah, you get the...
Well, we had a little pause for barking.
Pause for barking.
You were saying?
Talking about, yes, spice mix. So... one of the things I like about this recipe is that you don't have to do it all in one shot. Like, you could, like, toast your spices.
And set them aside.
And then set them aside. Okay. Or the day, like, a couple days before.
Yeah, okay.
Or then you can grind them the next day. If you did it all in one time, it would not take that long. The longest amount of time is that it just needs to be, the log needs to be in the freezer for an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
But once you have your cheese ready...
all whipped up.
Whip it up. You, like, lay down some plastic wrap, kind of, like, slather it on there, like, try to form it into a 9-inch log.
Jeez.
Which was pretty big. And then you just, yeah, fold the plastic over.
Okay.
Stick it in the freezer. It was, I don't know if, like, a better quality plastic wrap would have not done this, but... or if the cheese had been smoother, but when I was unwrapping it, like, there was definitely plastic wrap getting stuck, like, in the cheese, which was a pain. So hopefully there's no plastic wrap that we're gonna ingest. I'm pretty sure I got it all out.
I'm trying to think, like, what you could use instead, but there's really not much. Yeah. Because you want it to be, like, airtight then, right? Like,
right.
Foil wouldn't really work.
It's pretty soft when it comes out of the food processor. Okay. But it worked out.
When do you roll it in the spice?
After it's frozen, let it sit on the counter. They said 10 minutes.
Wait, you put it in the freezer?
Freezer for an hour and a half.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Take it out of the freezer. They say 10 minutes to get it until it's a little tacky. Okay. But... I waited a little bit longer because you do need it to be soft enough so you can actually press the spices in.
Okay.
The nice thing is that you don't have to be shy about really, like, pushing the spices in because you really want it.
And you feel like you had enough spices that you could be pretty generous.
Definitely had enough spice mix.
Okay.
And what happened next? Well, I chose to wrap it in some parchment paper, which tape did not stick to.
Oh.
Scotch tape. So I used some twine.
Nice.
To get it, to kind of, like, wrap it up and tighten
really
it.
It looks really beautiful.
Thank you.
It has a ribbon and it has a tag and a seasonally appropriate little knife, a little plastic.
Little cheese knife. Oh, I forgot. You are supposed to serve this with a little bit of honey. So I found a little jar of honey, but you could, if you have a little jar, you could just pour some honey in there. But they do recommend serving it with some honey on there.
Now,
some crackers.
How would this thing, what's the feasibility of making this for more than one friend or one family?
Great question.
Like, what if you were trying to scale this up?
I think, honestly, my cheese log ended up breaking in half when I was putting the spice mix on.
Hey.
You can't tell from the photo, but you could. You could do two.
Small ones?
Two smaller ones.
Do they really need a 9-inch?
Probably not.
I mean, if you're taking to a party, maybe.
Right.
But if you're just giving it to someone.
I'm wondering about, like, the capacity of your food processor. Because it's a brick of cream cheese and then another 4 ounces of blue cheese for one.
Okay.
Or
so
two.
Maybe
so
it's
maybe
not...
you could make four? Maybe.
Oh, maybe. You do double.
Four smaller. You could double
a double
it batch, and make four
small ones. That seems reasonable.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a gift that you're making for 20 people.
No.
Unless.
No, that's my gift.
Unless you really, you know, have a lot of joy. Yeah. The last thing I'll say about this is, you know, going through the process, cooking your recipe per use. But as I was wrapping this gift for you, it just made me feel so proud and just like the joy of making something for someone that you care about,
yeah,
and wrapping it with such care. Like, that's really beautiful. And I was not expecting to feel that way as I was wrapping this up. So that's just an unexpected bonus of food gifts.
Wow.
It's like,
you have that connection to the gift.
I'm making
to the
this thing for
the
you.
Person.
Versus like, I mean, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with like buying something, but like to act. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. It felt
it's
great.
It's the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It's the gift of like, this is my time and my labor that I'm gifting to you because I care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's the thing. That's why I'm like thinking like, well, if you made a smaller cheese log, no one's going to care.
No.
They're going to be like blown away that you're presenting them with this like wrapped with a knife little thing attached.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
What
I don't know what
make?
Is my deal with my gift. Okay, first of all, it's everything.
Yes.
Bagel
seasoning. Yes.
I have.
Yeah.
I wanna,
tell me. Remind me what's in it.
I want to like call up the recipe so that I can like give props to.
Oh, great.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm going to say the name right, but it's cooking with Aye. A-Y-E-H is the person's first name. Aye Monfrey, Cooking with Aye is her food blog, and it's everything bagel seasoning. And I mean, it does promise 5 minutes to make this thing.
Nice.
Which is amazing. I think this is like the easiest thing I've ever made. It only has 6 ingredients.
Okay.
Let me scroll so I can get to, there's a lot of stuff on this page as usual. And I've never had this spice. Like, I've had it on a bagel.
Right.
Like, baked into the bagel.
Oh, right.
I've never had it on anything, and I'm not a Trader Joe. I know. The Trader Joe's bagel seasoning is a big deal. I've never had it because I don't really shop Trader Joe's. But it's white sesame seeds, black sesame seeds, dried onion flakes.
Yep.
Dried garlic granules or dried minced garlic, poppy seeds, flaky sea salt.
Did you have to buy any ingredients?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So the only thing that you might have trouble tracking down is black sesame seeds.
Yep.
Everything else is pretty standard for a grocery store. But
did you go to Penzies?
No, I was.
You were able to find them?
I got them at the co-op.
Oh, great.
Penzies was going to be my last resort. But yeah, they had them. And so to make this, you just toast the white and black sesame seeds.
Okay, you're just toasting those.
You just for about 5 minutes.
Yep.
Got to be careful they don't burn.
Yep. 100%.
Do not walk away.
Do not walk away.
That's a mistake. They go
real
so
fast.
Like,
yes.
They're not going. All of a sudden,
so
they're
true.
Totally brown. Like, what? So here's my other tip is, it says, remove the seed once toasted, remove the seeds and pour them into a small bowl to cool. That's a good tip, because I think sometimes people roast nuts or seeds and they take it off the heat and they set the pan aside. That pan is so hot that
it's still gonna cook for a little bit.
It keeps toasting and then it goes over the edge.
Good tip.
So put them into a bowl and walk away and let them get all the way cool. Don't try to mix this whole seasoning up while your seeds are still hot. And once it's cool, you just add the tablespoons of all the other things.
Great.
Pour them into your glass jar or bottle. Okay.
Yeah, tell me. I sent this to you, I knew that it was going to be pretty quick to put it together, but I thought it would be fun to pick. Like, tell me about your jar.
Well,
your
okay.
jar journey.
Here's
or
my,
you were going to say something.
Here's
else.
My jar journey. I think a 2-ounce jar is what you'd want.
Okay.
Which is...
Is that a
easy to get?
Is that a what most spices come in or bigger?
I think a larger spice jar is 2 ounces.
Okay.
But they have little tiny like almost like little kind of canning kind of jars that are 2 ounces. Mm-hmm. The reason I did is I repurposed the white sesame seed glass.
So smart.
Because here's the thing. You can buy those jars, and I think if I would have looked harder, I could have gotten it. But they didn't have the little, like, shaker insert, so you could shake it. And
you didn't want to buy them. You didn't want to buy, like, 50 of them from a, like, like a restaurant supply company or something?
Well, no, you can get them on Amazon. Oh, okay. Well, but you have to get, like...
Right.
I think the minimum is, like, 15 or 20.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. But they... So, if you want to go into bagel seasoning production, just go ahead and buy, like, the 20 jars or 15 jars. Because they don't probably have shaker tops, so you could probably find some that do. Yeah. They come with the labeling stuff, so
that's
could make cute label and, you know, go to town. Because this really only takes you, like, literally.
It seemed
10 minutes.
Yeah. It seemed easy to double or triple
relatively. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good. I mean, and if you, so you could give people less or more. You don't have to do like a large bottle. Mm-hmm. You could do a small one. And I had some black labels, which I then wrote on with white pen. But I didn't really put it in another container, which I feel bad. I didn't wrap it, which I feel bad about. I didn't get there. I just didn't get there. Here, but then, okay. So then I forgot that. Really, we need bagels and cream cheese.
Yeah.
To enjoy.
Or,
which, okay.
What? So we'll need the our Trader Joe's people, Honey Jen. Like, because, like, I think people put it on cottage cheese or avocado toast or eggs.
Sure. Yes. I'm not saying you, but I thought, if you're going to do a gift and you're going to bring it to someone's house. And I feel very much bad for not doing this. You should have bagels, good bagels, cream cheese, and your homemade seasoning in a cute bag.
Okay, that'd be cute.
You drop off and you're like, here's a holiday breakfast for you.
Oh, that's cute. I like it.
What is wrong with me? I didn't do this.
All right.
Here's, listen to what happened though. I'm at the gym. This morning. And I'm like, shit, I need bagels and cream cheese. I totally forgot. It was in my mind and then it just left my mind. And so I'm like, I gotta do it. Well, it snowed here.
Yep.
And my car is really bad in snow. And I was at the gym and I didn't have my check card or whatever. No money with me.
Uh-oh.
I only had my... So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buzz home. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to buzz back out and get these bagels and cream cheese. And when I got home, I should have switched cars because our other car is great in snow. Mm-hmm. But did I? No. Let me tell you, there were two bagel places that were in my mind, and one of them is this notorious bagel place on the corner of a very busy intersection, 46th and Nicollet.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
I was like, if you go into that parking lot, you are trapped because you're right on the corner. It's very busy. You can't get out. As I approached it, though, there was a parking spot, but I thought, no, don't do it. You're going to get trapped in there. And it's so snowy and all the snow is piled up. So I kept on going and I went down to the busy shishi bagel shop that's further down the street, maybe like 10 blocks. But as I got to it, I saw a parking spot with mounds of snow. And I knew if I drifted into spot.
Nope, you're not getting out.
I was getting trapped.
You're not getting out.
And I just drove by it. And I'm like, wait, what am I doing right now? I left the house just to get bagels. And I passed by both bagel places because I'm freaked out. And I'm like, my car was sliding around because they just haven't had time to clean the roads.
There is just no emergency.
So I ended up, I'm like, I got to go to Kowalski's, which is the grocery store we always end up at in time of need. But at least their parking lot was completely shoveled out. And when I got in there, I was like, well, surely this upscale grocery is going to have their own baked
fresh bagels.
Well, the only bagels they had were everything bagel. And I was like, but no. I can't get everything bagel spice.
Too much everything.
Bagels, because then you're not going to taste my everything bagel. So I had to get these boring plain bagels. But then I also got pretzel buns.
Ooh, yum.
Because I'm thinking.
Ooh, that's going to be so good.
Pretzel bun.
Yeah.
Cream cheese.
Yes.
And the seasoning on top.
Yeah.
You tell me that that's not a good. So I ended up with the bread and their homemade cream cheese, but it should have been packaged up and presented more beautifully.
All right. So if you're going to do it.
So if you're going to do this.
Yeah, like.
Which.
Put it in a little bag.
I do think it's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
I think homemade bagel spice. I mean, I don't know. I'm not into the everything bagel spice craze, but maybe I'll be a convert today.
Yeah.
But I think it's a cute gift idea.
Love it.
So don't be like me. Plan ahead. I don't know what is my deal. But I will say, this was such an easy thing to do. And if you package it and put a little label on it, like, people are going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to love it.
Are you ready to taste? Yes,
I'm ready. Let's do it. All right. We are back.
We're back. What do you want to start with?
First of all, they're really good.
They're both really good.
These are excellent recipes.
You can't go wrong with either of these. Mm-mm. Both winners.
You cannot go wrong.
But
they were really good.
As you said, just different. They're just different uses.
Yes. Well, yeah, they're different. They're different kinds of gifts. Well, let's start with bagel spice.
Okay. I thought the pretzel bread.
Yeah,
pretzel was so good.
Pretzel bread with
maybe cream just because it had a little more. The bread itself had some more.
Yeah. Had I been willing to drift
like flavor over to it, but
yeah. Had I been willing to drift over to the side of the road and get the fancy bagels, maybe.
Like a little chew.
A little more chewy. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would make a difference. Yeah. But this came close. It was really good.
So great. You just sprinkle it on. Put it on anything.
Put it on anything. I mean, we're talking avocado bread. Scrambled
I'll try
eggs.
Tomorrow. Yep.
Cottage cheese. A salad?
Sure.
Sprinkle a little over your salad.
So Penzi, not to talk about Penzi's again.
Brought to you by Penzi's. Second Penzi's. Half of this podcast brought to you by Penzi's.
Penzi's makes a seasoning called their garden salad seasoning.
Oh.
And it has poppy seeds in it and like, I think there's cheese in there, but it's so good on pasta.
Really?
And that's making me think, I don't know. There's probably a recipe out there for like everything bagel seasening pasta.
But, oh, probably. I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's some cheese everything. In there. The only thing that might not go on pasta is sesame.
Yeah, that's true.
But it would go on a lot of things, and it was pretty delicious.
Yeah,
and
so tasty.
I think the little shaker thing.
It worked really well because
it's nice.
You didn't get too little or too much.
Right. It was really good. Okay, and then we had the log.
Cheese log. As we said,
crackers and honey.
You have to like blue cheese. Like you have you to. Do. And I know it's a very distinct flavor.
Now, were there variations though that didn't use blue
cheese?
There
were. Get out of my head. All right. Here are the other versions. So one variation is goat cheese log with a hazelnut Nigella Duca.
Wow, that's also a very specific.
So you are subbing goat cheese for the blue cheese. And then the Duca has
goat cheese though, also you gotta love.
Yeah, also
that
distinct.
It's very distinct.
Sharp. That Duca has fennel seeds, coriander seeds, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, nigella seeds. I don't know what those look like. Hazelnuts, paprika, and salt. Same process. And then, oh, sorry. And you're also subbing olive oil instead of honey on that one.
Oh, okay.
And then the third variation is feta cheese log.
Oh, weird. With cream cheese?
Yes. Oh. And then a spice mix called Advay.
Oh, yeah.
A-D-V-I-E-H. And that, it has dried rosebuds in it. So probably hard to find.
I was like, you don't have to do the one with the dried rosebuds.
I don't think they even have those appendies. So yeah, I think it's great it's great that they have this book includes like some variations on a theme in case depending on
like blue cheese.
Yeah, or like you want to like switch it up. So
yeah, and I like blue cheese.
Me too.
It was really good.
The cream cheese does cut it, but it's still there. It's still there.
Yeah. But imagine if you made a log that was just blue cheese. I'm not sure if you could eat all of that. I don't know. It was good with the honey on a cracker.
On a cracker, yeah.
It'd be very festive thing to bring as a hostess gift.
Yeah.
I've heard different opinions on if you should bring food to like a party where someone's already planned out the meal. But if they asked everybody to bring something,
yes,
you could bring your cheese log.
Or if it's packaged up, they can just put it in the fridge. Yeah, there's it could no be for like later. Obligation to
right.
serve it.
It doesn't now. Have to be the party food.
But something I do know is if you're gonna bring flowers as a hostess gift, just bring them already like cut in a vase. Yeah. Because like handing
someone a bouquet.
a host a bouquet is like
what? Yeah.
What? Now I have to like cut this, find a vase. Yeah. All that,
so. And you've already got people there. So you're like, don't do it. Don't do it.
Or a plant. You could bring a plant. Maybe. Sure.
Yeah. If you bring flowers to an event, they should be in a glass, a container of water or a vase.
Yes.
So that they can just be set aside.
Yep.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. My God. I mean, I've been up nights wondering, what do I do if I want to bring flowers?
This is a tie for me. I don't know. I'm really having trouble choosing a winner.
I am too. And it's a snowy, wintry day. And I just am like, how can I deny any cheese and bread in any form? I'm not going to deny it.
No,
and I think they have different purposes.
Agree.
So this is a tie. It's a holiday tie.
Holiday tie. Ending the year on a tie.
Ending the year on a tie.
Do you want to hear about the next theme?
Yes.
I thought of this theme before we got so much snow this weekend, but it's so appropriate for this weekend. Our January theme is snowed in / what's in your pantry / pantry read. Not to be confused with panty raid. Pantry raid.
Okay.
Dinner.
Oh. So it's like gathering up things.
So this is like, what do you have in your house?
Okay.
What can you make with stuff that you most likely already have? We're probably going to still have to buy stuff, but this is like, you're using like, you have a can of beans.
Okay.
I'm having trouble thinking of something. What's something else? A box of pasta.
A lot of people have pasta. A lot of people rice. Have canned beans. Yep. A lot of people have rice.
Yep.
All the staples.
Yeah.
That you would have at home.
Yes.
Okay. Snowed in.
Snowed in.
It's very appropriate.
And I'm excited because when I was Googling, just did a little quick Google, like there's definitely articles of like pantry raid. Recipes kind of list, so it's like there's definitely stuff out there for like
I feel things, like so. I have recently seen a lot of these recipes because of the economy.
Yeah,
so I've noticed that like a lot of like news outlets are running more stories like what can you make from the staples that you have. Mm-hmm. And I mean kind of speaks to the point we're at here where people are kind of like it'll be articles like 29 cheap and easy meals.
Sure.
It should be good pickings for recipes, right?
Unfortunately in Minnesota, this is like just the start of our snowy season. But
yes.
We'll have some ideas for January.
That's right. So
happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you for the amazing cheese log. And we'll see you in 2026.
See you next year.
Bye.